From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, Americans. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Trust you had a great weekend. We've been busy around this joint trying to fill out our NCAA basketball tournament brackets. We'll share some more intel about that a little bit later on during the program. But today is a huge day. By the way, a lot of news that broke over the weekend and into just the past couple of hours. President Trump is now going to defy the Barack Obama federal judge who ordered him to return violent illegal aliens back to America. So we're going to get into that story in just a little while as well. But first, it's a big day, and it's always a big day here on the Todd Starnes radio program when we can welcome brand new radio stations into our family. And we have two that we want to welcome into the family today. That would be News Talk 1400 WINC, Winchester, Virginia. By the way, Winchester's very first radio station, first in the valley, keeping you folks informed. We are now live on News Talk 1400, and we just are so excited about chatting with all of you fine folk in Virginia. And also Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. Faith, Family, Freedom, KYST, fine people down in Patriot Talk 920 country. And here's what we do on this program. For the entire week, if you call in from one of those two radio stations, we will hook you up with a Todd Starnes Show prize swag bag. So we're going to give you a signed copy of one of my books. We're going to give you a beautiful, trust me on this, folks, Gulf of America vintage postcard. You're going to love it. And just our little way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So again, if you make it on the air, call in, talk to Miss Cassie, and she puts you on the air, then we're going to hook you up with one of those wonderful Welcome to the Radio Show prize packs. By the way, write down our telephone number. You will need this today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So, look, here's the disturbing news over the weekend. President Trump is delivering on the campaign promises, and that campaign promise was to remove very dangerous, violent, illegal aliens from America. And that's exactly what happened over the weekend. You had the president filling up at least three plane loads of illegals and sending them back to where they came from. That would be Ecuador. And the Ecuador government has been very, very appreciative. As a matter of fact, we're paying them a few dollars, and they're housing these violent, illegal alien criminals, these gangs, in some of their most dangerous jails. So anyway, it seems to me that's a pretty good thing, right? So the president has actually been using a very little-known law that's been on the books for a very long time to do all of this. And I say good for the president. So this goes all the way back to the year of our Lord, 1798, when the president invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. And it's a very clear, very straightforward policy. And this is what the Alien Enemies Act is all about. And you're going to hear a lot about this, but I just want to cut right to the chase. This gives the president wide powers to imprison and deport non-citizens in a time of war. Now, the legacy media, the folks over at MSDNC, and the Democrats are going to argue, but we're not at war. These are just good people. They just want to come to America, and they want to pick our rutabagas. No, these are very dangerous people. I want you to understand what's been happening over the past 30, 40 years in this country. Our nation's borders have been breached, American sovereignty violated, we have been invaded, millions of illegals have laid siege, and they now occupy large swaths of the nation. As a matter of fact, you folks in Houston know all about this. American citizens are being killed on American soil by the illegals. Thousands of women and children have been victims of trafficking, and millions of Americans have either been killed or they've been addicted by the fentanyl that's been coming across the border, which is more dangerous than the bombs. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would contend that we are at war. And President Trump is well within his rights to use the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport all the illegal aliens. But now you've got this federal judge out there, and he was appointed to the bench by Barack Hussein Obama. And this judge is saying, well, no, you don't have a right to do that. You've got to turn the planes around. And the president said, I'm not doing that. So today you're going to be hearing a lot about this, that we are facing a constitutional crisis, that President Trump is defying the federal courts. There is no constitutional crisis. President Trump is well within his rights. And I say, keep on keeping on, Mr. President. Fill up those airplanes and ship them on out, every last one of them. Now, over the weekend, some polling came out from NBC News, and the Democrat Party is in a tailspin right now. A very tiny amount of the American people actually support the efforts of the Democrat Party. What is it, 7%? 7% of American voters have a very favorable opinion of the Democrat Party. I'm surprised it's that high, but we got a lot of morons in the country. So I say that because the reason why the Democrats have a favorability problem is because of their policies. And I want to play some audio. We've got Jasmine Crockett, the faux ghetto woman, the woman pretending to be ghetto when she is not, Congress gal Jasmine Crockett on CNN with Jake Tapper, and she's taking the side of the violent illegal criminals. Cut two.
To deport undocumented Venezuelans that the administration say are dangerous individuals with ties to the gang Trend Aragua. That gang is obviously associated with a lot of crime, human trafficking, drug dealing, theft, shootings, including in your state of Texas, right outside of your congressional district. Do you agree with this? And if not, what's your issue with the U.S. using any tool at its disposal to remove undocumented violent people from this country?
Well, my argument is that we already have tools that are available to remove undocumented violent people from our country. And so the idea that you want to go into a zombie law, this is kind of like what we saw in Arizona when they decided to revive a zombie law around abortion. It is the fact that we can't trust this administration to actually use a scalpel, but instead they love to use a butcher knife on things. And so giving them this wide latitude to just kind of go across and just claim that anybody is anything is wrong. And so we do have courts, we do have processes, we do have laws, and we should just go ahead and use those. There's a reason that nobody else has decided to go back until into Adam's times in order to try to find ways to make sure that we can keep our country safe.
The law is on the books, madam. And therefore, President Trump has every right to use whatever measures are available to him to deport the criminal element. And again, on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen, you step foot into this country without our country's permission, you're a criminal. I don't care who you are. You have to come here the right way. I've always believed that from day one. But I want to go back to something Jasmine Crockett, the faux ghetto person. By the way, she sounds very reasonable, right? See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? One minute she's talking about Trump being Putin's hoe, and the next, she's having a very rational conversation, albeit she's completely off the mark, bonkers, crazy. But again, she plays to whatever crowd she's speaking to. I got big problems with folks like, you can't trust people like that. You can't. Look at Willard Mitt Romney coming down to the South and talking like he's a Southerner. We know that's not true. Pretending that he liked grits, we know that not to be true. No one likes grits, sir. Not from the box. What's wrong with you? But I digress. Going back to this, she says that Trump is using a butcher's knife instead of being surgical. I would contend that both are happening here, and both have to happen here, because without secure borders, we will not have a country. And Donald Trump knows that. And I don't know what's going on in the mind of that federal judge where he says that we've got to deal with dangerous gang members back on our streets. Come on, man. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Do you think Trump did the right thing here in defying the federal judge? Trump says, yeah, we're not doing that. Yep, if you're here in this country illegally, you're going back to where you came from. Well, let's go to Houston, Texas. Mike, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be able to listen to you live. Up to now, you've been coming on, you know, in the evening, tape delay, but now you're, you know, live and in person. It's great to be able to listen to you when the show's actually being broadcast and then possibly calling in like I did and I actually got through.
Well, Mike, we're just honored to be live in Houston. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I know you guys have a lot of opinions in Houston, especially on the immigration issue.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that earlier. It brought to mind, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I mean, I could tell you all kinds of illegal alien stories, but two times so far in the grocery store, there was a young millennial illegal alien couple with two or three kids. They don't speak the language. They got a basket that's overflowing with groceries. And the female paid for the groceries with her EBT card. The first one was 30 cents shy. And the guy with her reached into his pocket and pulled out a wad of cash that would choke a horse. And he had to thumb through until he found a bill small enough to give to the cashier. And it was a few months later, the same identical thing happened, only she was like a dollar or so short. And he had to, you know, the guy thumbed through, found the bill, you know, made it good, and they left. Well, the second time I asked the cashier, and she was probably in her 40s. I said, did that woman just pay with an EBT card? Well, she said, well, she tried to, but she was just a little bit short, so her husband had to make up for it. And I just looked at her and I said, you don't see anything wrong with that? And she goes, no, why? I said, that's your tax dollars hard at work paying for their groceries.
That's it.
And they can't even speak our language.
Mike, that's it in a nutshell. And hopefully that woman, you educated her. And that's really a big part of this process is educating people and letting them know, hey, you're paying for that. You're having to go to work every single day, bust your rear end. And yet all of these other folks are out there. They don't even live in our country. They don't even speak our language, aren't even trying to make an effort, and they're taking from us. And those days are over. And I say God bless Donald Trump for doing that. Mike, I've got to take a break here, my friend, but we want to hear from you again. Don't go anywhere, because as promised, I want to hook you up with a Todd Stern Show welcome package. So hang tight, and the lovely Miss Cassie will get to you. Folks, we do have to take a quick break. Phone lines are now open. And again, if you are calling in from Newstalk 1400 in Winchester, Virginia, if you're calling in from Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, we're going to hook you up today with a special welcome to the radio show prize package. 901-260-5926. I'll say that again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Are you tired of destructive content flooding your screens? Well, I know I was, and that's why I joined the Angel Guild community. I wanted entertainment that inspires and uplifts, not drags us down. And with Angel Guild, I can vote on upcoming films and support movies that reflect values that I align with. Plus, I get early access to inspiring content. I no longer have Hollywood Entertainment pushing its agenda into my home. Angel Studios is leading the charge, creating high-quality, faith-filled films like Sound of Freedom, Cabrini, and my favorite, Homestead. Great movie, great series, by the way. These movies are powerful, impactful, and a must-see if you haven't already. If you want to make a real difference, where we put our dollars shapes the future of entertainment. So let's support content that amplifies light and protects our kids from harmful influences. Please join me in making a difference today. Visit angel.com/Starnes. That's angel.com/Starnes to join the Angel Guild now.
With regard to the Vietnamese boat people, Those who are genuine refugees, and that is determined again by the United Nations, will not be returned. Those who are illegal immigrants, will be returned. And it is customary international law for countries to receive their own immigrants back into their country. And if the Right Honourable Gentleman is suggesting that we ever get to a position when you cannot return illegal immigrants to their country of origin, then he is proposing international chaos.
Yeah, that's Margaret Thatcher, ladies and gentlemen, and she knew exactly what she was talking about. If you look at what's happening across Western Europe right now, we are watching really a civilization suicide happening in places like France, Belgium, the UK, really all across Western Europe right now, where the Islamic mob has completely taken over many of those countries. By the way, Tom Holman, our great border czar, just a few moments ago, said this on the lawn of the White House. Someone said, what do you say to people that are upset that you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process? And Holman said, an old law, it's not as old as the Constitution, and we still pay attention to that. Yes, we do, Tom Holman. Yes, we do. And I say, God bless you for standing strong and standing up for the American people and securing our borders. Thank you. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I have a question for all of you black Trump supporters. And we have a lot of black folks that listen to this radio program, especially in Memphis, Tennessee, on our flagship station, KWAM. Don Lemon was on Bill Maher's show the other day, and Don Lemon, who is an unemployed hack, targeted all of you black Trump supporters. And he said that really you can't be black and be MAGA. Cut 13.
It's the same thing that when I see not all black Republicans, but I see a black MAGA person who is carrying Donald Trump's water and they know that he's lying. It is the shortest line to the front. Because if you're black and you're whatever, you're just in line with a bunch of other Democrats that are doing the same thing that you're doing. But if you become a black MAGA person, it's like, whoa, let's book this person. Let's put him on television.
So you
don't
think you can be a sincere black MAGA person?
I think there can be sincere Republicans.
But you can't be a sincere black Republican?
I don't think that you can be a rational MAGA, be black and be a rational MAGA person. I think you can be black and be a Republican.
I think they would find that very insulting.
Well, I mean, the truth is often insulting.
But is that the truth? And I'm curious to hear from our black listeners out there of the Todd Stearns radio program, what do you say to people like Don Lemon out there suggesting that like Joe Biden did, right? If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Remember that nonsense? So I'm curious, what do you say to people like Don Lemon, and why do you support President Trump and the America First movement? Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. And again, welcoming our brand new listeners in Houston and Winchester, Virginia, News Talk 1400 and Patriot Talk 920. Welcome to the family. We're going to be celebrating you guys this week and all of our great, great radio stations across this nation. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Check it out. Lots of great information. You can download our free podcast and our free newsletter. And you can read our stories as well. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back, America. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Stearns, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor's school nutrition program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at toddstearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Now, all this month, we have been conducting our annual fundraising efforts for our friends at Food for the Poor. If you go to toddstearns.com right now and click on the big blue banner at the very top of the page, you can join us in our efforts to feed hungry kids. And, of course, today being St. Patrick's Day, we've passed the halfway point in the campaign to provide nutritious meals to hungry boys and girls living in extreme poverty. Thanks to folks just like you, and just so many of you have already donated, and you have provided enough money so far to feed so many boys and girls for the next 12 months. Now, if you're wondering how urgent the need is, just consider this. Your kids have probably complained that they're starving, right? They come home from school, I'm starving. And normally that means it's been an hour since we've had a snack. But I'm promising you, that's not what we're talking about here. These kids are going without. I want you to listen to this worker from Food for the Poor. All right, we don't have that audio. We'll get that eventually. Folks, we can't have these kids eating leaves off the trees. That's unacceptable. And that's what some of the workers are telling us down there from Food for the Poor. Kids are so hungry, they're just eating grass or eating leaves. We gotta do something about that. And that's why I'm urging you to make either a one-time gift of $100 that feeds a child for an entire year, or you may just have $10 or $20. That's huge because it all adds up. So whatever you can give, go to toddstearns.com right now. Click on the blue banner at the top of the page. You can also text my name, Todd, to 51555, or you can pick up the phone and call them right now, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673, and join us as we raise much-needed funds for our friends at Food for the Poor. By the way, they don't take a single penny of government money. Not at all. They simply rely on the gifts of good Christian folks. All right, let's get to Nancy Mace. What a crazy story. Nancy Mace getting her kid ready to go to college, and she made a stunning discovery. It turns out that when they were making the applications for college, that there were 13 possible genders that her child could sign up for. 13 possible genders. Now, I'm sure President Trump would love to hear about this, and we'd like to know why federal tax money in South Carolina is going to fund any university that gives students an option to identify as 13 different genders. That's absolute insanity. They're talking about it's crazy. So Nancy Mace is alerting everybody to what's happening in the state of South Carolina right now. And I have to wonder if it's happening elsewhere. And that brings me to this story out of Illinois, Deerfield, Illinois. A very angry mom showed up at the school board, and it turns out that a group of middle school girls at Shepherd Middle School in Deerfield, Illinois, that's a suburb of Chicago, they were forced, understand, this is the key word here, forced to undress in front of a boy who identifies as a girl. And the girls refused. They said, we're not going to do that. And then the girls were reprimanded. So the mom shows up at the school board meeting to complain, cut number one,
My name is Nicole Georges, and I'm here to demand that the locker rooms and bathrooms at District 109 be designated as biological male and biological female, as there already is a gender-neutral option. The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being and mental health and privacy is at stake. This nightmare began on February 5th when my daughter was using the girls' bathroom and was stunned that a biological male student was using it as well. She came home frightened and was extremely upset. I asked her to talk with her teachers and find out more information. She was told by the administration that a student can use a bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female. I was sent an email to the teachers involved and received a call from Principal Wegley. He verbally reiterated that under Joanna Ford's direction and their legal counsel that the student could use both the locker room and bathroom. I expressed that the school was in clear violation of federal policy. The Trump administration issued an executive order restricting biological males from participating in sports and accessing female locker rooms. That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students. The situation went from bad to worse. A few days later, the male student was present in the girls' locker room. Feeling violated, the girls made the choice to not change into their PE clothes with a biological male student present. The next day, Assistant Principal Kathy Vantrese pulled the girls into their office questioning them. The same day, Assistant Superintendent Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room, making them change into uniform. This went on all week with the addition of Ginger Laugerman. My daughter refused to take part in having her privacy being violated. How dare they? She ran out and called for me for help. Principal Wegley offering my daughter a new PE class. The answer was no. She is not changing for the remainder of the year, and she is not changing into another class. The girls just want their privacy, and they want their locker room back. There are gender-neutral options. This is my daughter's story and the story of many other young girls who have been forced at the difficult age to do something they know and most adults know is wrong. Do the right thing, Deerfield, and give these girls their locker room and bathrooms back. Allowing biological males to access girls' locker rooms sets a dangerous precedent that erodes the very foundation of female privacy and safety. By making this decision, the school board is not only disregarding the concerns of young female students and making their families, but also establishing a legal and policy framework that will make it increasingly difficult to protect the integrity of female-only spaces in the future.
All right. Well said, ma'am. That is Nicole Georges. And it's sad that she had to go to the school board and raise this issue. But it seems to me that you've got a couple of issues here. First of all, forcing young girls to disrobe in front of a boy is not just unacceptable. That, ladies and gentlemen, is criminal. And those three school administrators involved should be fired, and then they should be arrested and thrown in jail. Because that's what would happen if an adult did something like that outside of the schoolhouse. But again, your public schools, by and large, hate to break this to you, have been turned into these radical, perverted, pornographic sex and gender propaganda centers. That's what's happening in your public schools. The other question I have here, where are the dads? It seems to me that you would have every dad in the school district there at the school board meeting raising holy you know what. Instead, they leave it up to the moms. On top of that, the moms were actually in the minority because every transgender rights group, and you knew who they were because they were all wearing the face coverings, just like the Islamic radicals. They were wearing the face coverings, and they were there to defend the rights of men to violate the sanctity of the ladies' room and the girls' locker room. But again, all of this is now in violation of President Trump's executive order. It is time to take immediate action. And this is my problem with the administration. We're not moving fast enough on some of these issues. We need to forget about pussyfooting around. Forget about just, if you do it one more time. No, no, no. No more times. That's it. No more. We're not going to give you a second chance or third chance. You go in and you violate these sweet, precious, innocent girls, you lose all your federal tax money. Best of luck to you. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Todd. Todd, something I've been thinking about all weekend regarding these judges saying that President Trump, you know, can't do this, they can't do that. Where do they get the legal authority to think that they can countermand an executive order or have any authority to over the executive branch? I don't know. Maybe you'll have a guest on later today that's more versed in constitutional law than me. But, you know, there's three co-equal branches of government: legislative, judicial, and executive. And this is a federal district court judge. And a federal district court judge is not the equivalent of the United States Supreme Court. These judges have jurisdictions in a specifically defined district that has boundaries, and their decisions apply or should apply only to that district, not the entire United States. If that's allowed to happen, what's the point of even having an election or even having a president? But in my opinion, it is these judges that are overstepping their boundaries, and they are the ones that are acting unconstitutionally. And I think President Trump, Todd, just needs to ignore the executive order. Any executive, I mean, any order from a district court judge from this point forward, President Trump just needs to say, I'm not going to abide by it. Only the U.S. Supreme Court has the equivalency of the executive branch. So we'll see you in court.
Yeah, look, this is rule by judicial fiat is what's going on here, Charles. And this is where I have a big problem. There is a remedy here, and that remedy is actually the House of Representatives. Congress has the authority to impeach these federal judges, and we've got to play hardball. There is so much not happening right now on Capitol Hill in the House of Representatives, and I know that President Trump, and I get the play here. The president is trying to nurture Mike Johnson and to basically, you know, help build up his self-esteem by giving him these wins. But Mike Johnson has to lead with ferocity. Charles, are you seeing the ferocity from Mike Johnson?
No, Todd, I'm not. I mean, I'm seeing progress, but it's more rhetoric than actual results.
That's it.
That's exactly what it is. And I'm just worried that if we don't start taking a hard line right now, we're going to squander this one opportunity that we have to get this country back on the right trajectory. But you're exactly right as far as the courts go and the House of Representatives. You know, Congress created the courts. The U.S. Congress created these appellate courts and lower courts, and they can impeach these judges. They can defund them. They can do a lot. They can abolish them if they want to.
So look, here's Charles, let me jump in here. So here's how it works. You impeach, you have a trial, and a two-thirds majority vote in the Senate is required for conviction and removal. You're looking at, and here's what a federal judge can be impeached on: treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors. I would say that forcing the president to return violent domestic terrorist or violent terrorist back to America, that would rise to the level of treason and high crimes and misdemeanors in my book.
Oh, absolutely. And in my book too, Todd. And they need, it's not about whether the judge gets the three-quarters or two-thirds conviction in the Senate to be impeached. It's about just starting the process and just doing it and making an example of these judges, because that will serve as a warning to these activist courts in San Francisco and Washington and New York, where they all originate from. And we know what they're trying to do, you know?
That's it. Charles, got to run. Great hearing from you. And our WSIC listeners know the radio station's working on fixing an upgrade to the signal. So hang tight to their working super hard. And we always love hearing from all of our great listeners over in WSIC land. That's Statesville, North Carolina. All right. here's the deal. We've got to take a super quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be giving you a shout out. Those of you who have been making donations, we're going to do that through the day. Again, you can make a donation in the break. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on that blue banner at the very top of the page, and we'll be giving you folks great shout outs today. Also want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Houston and Virginia. And we'd love for you guys to call in. Anybody from those areas who calls in and gets on the air today, we're going to hook you up with a welcome to the show prize package. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. We needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheets $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you gotta get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, America. Dieter, are you Irish?
No, I'm German.
Oh, all right. You've got issues.
Are you Irish?
No, actually, I'm German, too.
Wow.
I'm German-English.
You're wearing green, by the way.
I am wearing green.
On the video, you did dress the part, so you're not getting... You look like a leprechaun.
I take offense at that. Last year, Grace Baker pinched me because I wasn't wearing green on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be careful. I didn't want you or Dylan coming at me.
No green beer in your coffee mug?
No. I had a green Baptist martini, though.
All right.
So that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon for you folks in Houston.
And a drop of green dye. That's food coloring.
That's it. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Susie from Gainesville, Georgia, WTUN. Susie, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Today is my friend Jack's birthday. He's 97 years old, and he listens to you every day. And he's a World War II veteran, and he and his wife will be married 70 years in May, and I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Wow, that is fantastic. And 97 years old.
Here he is.
Jack, hello. Hi, Jack. This is Todd Starnes. You're on the air.
You're a great man.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Jack. So 97 years young.
That's correct. First day, St. Patrick's Day, today.
Well, happy birthday to you, Jack. What's the secret, Jack, to a good, long, healthy life and marriage?
Well, I still live on the land I was born on. I'm an old dirt farmer.
Is that right? And you're happily married, too?
Love the Lord. Been married for 70 years in May.
Wow. And
same woman.
Thank you for clarifying that, Jack.
Same lovely woman.
And Jack, okay. Tell me, you served in World War II. What branch of the military?
Navy. My mom had three sons in the U.S. Navy in World War II. I served on the battleship Wisconsin. Had two brothers. One of them was Iwo Jima and Okinawa, and headed to Japan when the bomb went off, and the other one's on destroyer. Well, what's true?
Well, Jack, God bless you, sir, and we're just so excited that Susie called in and connected us. By the way, Susie, our friend Anna Jacobs over at WDUN, she said that they want Jack to come by the radio station for an incredible prize. So, Susie, we'll have to make sure that you can arrange that. And, Jack, we just wish you nothing but the best. Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. You're a great fan.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Dieter. We got it. You know we had to have a little bit of music here. How about that?
97.
I love it. You know, I heard that Dr. Pepper is the secret to longevity. 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
Is that right?
That's it.
Wow. 97. Do you put 97 candles on a cake, Todd?
We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-220-3800. That's 800-220-3800. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-220-3800. That's 800-220-3800. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Senses, that's right. I love this American ride.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us today. And we're also welcoming two brand new radio stations live to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. News Talk 1400 WINC in Winchester, Virginia. And Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, MAGA Radio for the city of Houston. And they have one of the coolest logos, a beautiful patriotic flag that sort of looks like Donald Trump's hair. Works. It's we've got a picture of it up on the Facebook page. Got to go check it out. So, by the way, we welcome all of our brand new listeners, and if you call in, make it on the air today. We're going to send you home with a beautiful Todd Starnes Show prize package. It's pretty awesome. Our telephone number, write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926 if you plan on calling in today. Well, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome in Congressman Chuck Edwards, a Republican representing North Carolina's 11th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It is great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, Congressman, you made national news over the past week or so with this town hall in Asheville, which is, you know, we tried to describe Asheville, and I'm a Southerner. We tried to describe it as the San Francisco of the South. There are a lot of liberals there. But this town hall that you hosted, Congressman, that was a pretty shocking thing that happened.
Well, I certainly felt compelled to go into the belly of the beast, as it has been called, in liberal territory there in Asheville, North Carolina, and talk about what the Republicans are doing, what we're doing to address the American First agenda, and how we're approaching things differently under the Trump administration.
Congressman, there's been a lot of concern, and I know that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, among others, urging you guys not to do these town hall meetings because basically it's a setup. I mean, Do you believe that an overwhelming number of the people that were in that room were good old Republicans, as has been reported?
Oh, absolutely not. The folks that were in that room and the 2,000 or 3,000 people that were swarming the building outside are most certainly not representative of the district that I represent here in Western North Carolina. They were, by and large, leftist liberals.
So why do that? Why hold the town halls? Are you not concerned that, you know, these could be used against you as campaign videos? People suggesting, oh, look at all the Republicans. They're going after Congressman Edwards.
Well, there's some real simple reasons that I decided to do the town hall. First of all, I'm responsible to the people in Western North Carolina. I don't answer to the people in Washington, D.C. I felt compelled to do the town hall because, number one, our district was hit by a natural disaster back in September, the worst natural disaster in the history of Western North Carolina. I believe town halls are a time, or should be a time, to pull people together. The other reason that I went ahead with a town hall is because Republicans have a great story to tell right now. I don't think that we should shy away from it. I think that we need to be out front and center talking about what we've accomplished, talking about what we intend to accomplish, to be proud of those accomplishments. And I was glad to march into that town hall and go toe-to-toe with the leftists for all 12 rounds.
Do you think that accomplished something? And if so, what exactly did you accomplish?
First thing I think it accomplished is I'm not afraid of those leftists. I took them on head to head. They tried to intimidate me to not do the town hall. They tried to intimidate me. They went into that town hall with the intent of getting me to leave early. I think I certainly showed them, we showed them, that we have the courage to stand with them. And we also have the courage to stick behind our convictions in that we need to close our border. We need to get our country's fiscal state back intact. We need to regain world dominance, and we need to make our neighborhoods safer. I'm not shying away from those issues. Those are the issues of today, and I'm not going to back down off of them.
Congressman Chuck Edwards on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I'm just curious to get your take on this NBC News poll. In the history of their polling, Democrats have never polled this low. Only 7% of Americans have a very favorable rating of the Democrat Party. Why do you think that is?
I believe that the extreme Democrats have left mainstream Americans. Americans just don't believe in the types of things that are being promoted by leftist Democrats right now. Americans want a secure border. Americans want our country to regain its strength. Americans want to reduce prices. Americans want fiscal responsibility. Americans are not taking to the issues like allowing men to participate in women's sports. The radical has just gotten too radical, and normal Americans are now recognizing that.
Gotcha. I think that is the case. And when you're siding with the violent illegal alien criminals over the safety of the American people, I'm surprised that the numbers are as high as 7%.
Well, I believe that's 7% of the folks that are going to do what they're told by some of the extremists regardless. And a good portion of those aren't just taking time to really look at what's taking place. They're just reading the leftist media headlines and taking their information from Facebook.
Did I read, Congressman, that you actually are a longtime operator of McDonald's franchises in Western North Carolina? Is that true?
I started behind the counter at McDonald's at the ripe old age of 16 and learned the value of hard work, and had the good fortune to to come back and buy my own restaurants.
Yeah. Is that right? That's fascinating. Well, I'm just curious. Did you guys see a bump when President Trump worked the drive-thru?
I can't say I was paying close enough attention. What I was doing at that time is trying to help Western North Carolina dig out from under a storm that we experienced back in September.
Right, yeah, and we've been covering that quite a bit here on this program. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the show, and good luck to you as you continue to hold these town hall meetings. I hope you have security.
We certainly have security, but
good.
I'm more secure in the fact that we are addressing the agenda of the American people, and I think, by and large, the American people are behind us.
All right. Congressman Chuck Edwards from North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, and he also owns a couple of McDonald's franchises. I like that. That's a pretty cool story. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate you, and good luck to you.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All righty. There you go, folks. Yeah, look, here's the deal. Republicans, you can't be doing these town hall meetings. And I saw what happened at Congressman Edwards, and that was criminal, what they did to this man. Criminal. And it became, there was almost a riot, is what it was. I mean, and the concern I have is when they did a pan out. Somebody shared this video with me, and they showed what was really going on in this room. There were just as many reporters there with cameras. It was all a setup. And let me tell you something, folks. The American people, by and large, I'm not talking about the Todd Stearns radio show audience. You guys are the smartest, most politically savvy radio audience in America. But you get a lot of folks out there, they're not paying attention to anything. They have short-term memory. That's one of the reasons why Gavin Newsom is out there trying to convince everybody he's actually a Republican. He's not. But Gavin Newsom knows what I'm about to tell you, that the American people, they're not paying attention. They have short-term memories. And what they're going to see in the midterm elections, hear me on this, they're going to see videos of all of these town hall meetings, and they're going to portray it as Republicans rising up against far-right extremists in Congress. And you know what? People are going to buy it hook, line, and sinker. They do it all the time. So that's why we've got to play smart politics here. And I'm not sure what the congressman thinks he is going to be accomplishing. I mean, I respect the idea of having a town hall, but if your town hall is going to be hijacked for political purposes, what's the point? All right, 901-260-5926. Before we go to break, I want to go to Marvin, listening to us in Oregon on KYKN, wants to weigh in on our other big story, this crazy story about girls, middle school girls, being forced to undress in front of a boy in their locker room. Marvin, can you believe that?
Yeah, I guess I can this day and time. But anyway, my point is on this. I think these teachers and all of them that condone this and push it, I think they're pedophiles. And I think this turns them on.
So you think this is all part of some sort of pedophilia?
Yeah, I do.
Could be. Marvin, this is one of the underreported stories is when I know that everybody loves to go after, churches and Boy Scout groups and whatever. I get that. And quite frankly, if you're doing stuff to children, you deserve to be called out on it and you deserve to be held to the fullest extent of the law. But the one area where it's happening the most is the one area they're not talking about, and it's the taxpayer-funded public schools.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I think their computers ought to be checked. It's a public computer, and I think it ought to be checked for, websites.
Have you noticed also, Michael or Marvin, what's been happening here over the past, couple of years, where most of the predators in the schools are now women, and most of the administrators that are backing all of this trans stuff are women, and they're all millennial aged. So you're looking at a generation that was groomed in their university system, and now they're taking what they learned and they're taking that perversion right to our public schools.
That's sure the truth.
All right, Marvin, it's a good and sobering thought about what's going on here. But I'm telling you, if I was a parent of a child in that school and they did that to my child, I would probably be in jail right now. I'm just telling you, that's just unbelievable what's been happening. And we're going to try to get the mom on our Newsmax TV show. We'll keep you updated on that. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Again, coming up this hour, we're going to be naming our honor roll of people that are donating, giving money to our campaign at Food for the Poor. You can donate right now. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on the blue banner. We'll be reading those names in just a little while. Again, our number as we go to break, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, our good buddy Art Alley is going to drop by from Timothy Plan. Also, Bill Abbott, who is the chief executive officer of Great American Media. Man, do they have some great family-friendly programming. They're coming under fire from Google and YouTube. They're being censored by YouTube. Imagine that, YouTube censoring family-friendly content. Just unbelievable. And also, Michael Wilson, host of the Lone Star Conservative, every morning on our brand new affiliate in Houston, Patriot Talk 920. Michael's going to be along as well. So, over the weekend, someone sent me some video, and I've got to play this for you. This is just insanity. You know, we've been talking a lot about violence, and the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, which is unfortunately one of the most beautiful, it's one of the most violent cities in America, but it really is one of the most beautiful places. And Memphis has so much to offer, so much going on. The history, the music, the food, the culture, it's just off the charts. And there's a reason why for really generations, Memphis has been one of the top cities. It was a tourist destination for so many years. But over the past 20 or 30 years of Democrat rule, things have not gone very well for my hometown. And the mayor is of this opinion that it's a perception. So if we just pretend like we don't hear gunfire, if we pretend that our cars are not being broken into, if we pretend that we're not being carjacked, then everything's going to be okay. So the problem is a perception problem. Not that crime is happening, but I want to play, and again, this is terrible. I want to play some audio of a group of what we call young scholars, right? We're not allowed to call them thugs because they say that the word thug is now somehow racist. So we have to call them young scholars. So you're going to be hearing a group of young scholars hanging out in a parking lot, and somebody is going to be pulling out a gun, and then you're going to hear the aftermath of all of that. And keep in mind, this is all happening when the mayor says crime is at an all-time low in Memphis, Tennessee. Wait for it. All right, that's not Mogadishu. It's not Gaza. It's Memphis, Tennessee. And Ben Dieter, my understanding is that most of the people shooting, if not all, are young people. Like one is apparently, 10 years old?
10, 12, 13. I mean, what were you doing when you were 13? I mean, as a 13-year-old, I was playing Call of Duty. They're playing Call of Duty, but like the real thing.
Well, when I was that age, I was riding around the streets in my big wheel, but I wasn't, you know, not... I wasn't packing heat. I wasn't doing drive-bys.
You had maybe a Nerf gun, but those were Nerf bullets, not real bullets.
Wow, that's insanity.
Todd, if that is the safest city in America, what we just heard, God, can you imagine what the most dangerous city in America sounds like?
I can't even. We're talking about children. And by the way, they're running around, so after the initial gunfire, they start chasing after the people that were shooting. And I mean, this was on a busy street, so people, just innocent bystanders, could have been knocked off.
Middle of the, by the way, it was broad daylight. All kids. We wonder why kids aren't learning, able to read. They're not in school and they're doing stuff like that. Also, did you notice all the pants? The pants were barely around their waist. They were on the ground.
One poor guy tried to run away, but he kept stumbling because his pants were, you know, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get shot. He could have had two buttholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or three. At some point, where are the parents here? Why aren't we charging the parents? Why aren't we throwing them in jail? And why aren't these kids, I mean, they say this was an after-school activity, but I...
And where are those kids' belts? Why aren't the parents using the belts?
We need a marksmanship course in Memphis City Schools. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Program. Wow. There's chaos right now unfolding within the Democrat Party, and you can't help but enjoy all of this. So the Democrat Party is over. It's over. There was a survey done over the weekend, and by the way, if you've listened to this program for any amount of time over the years, go back to when AOC was first elected. And AOC started the squad. She launched the campaign to take away our cheeseburgers, to shut down airports across the country, which may not be a bad idea now. But overall, she was a radical leftist. And I told you at the time that AOC was going to be the future of the Democrat Party, that the days of the mainline liberals like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, again, not far leftist, but certainly liberal, those days were over. Sure enough, a new survey came out over the weekend showing that a majority, an overwhelming majority of Democrats believe that AOC is the de facto leader of the party right now. And what does that tell us? Well, I want to play some audio. Seth Moulton was just on CNN a few moments ago, and he's a Democrat, and he explained the problem the Democrats are facing.
How do you reform yourself, though, to be more in touch with the everyday American person, like you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've become a party of people who preach down to others, you know, who scold them, who say, if you don't agree with me, you're not only wrong, but you're a bad person. I mean, I think all of us have heard that attitude from many national Democrats in the past couple years. So I think we need to stop preaching and start listening. Start meeting Americans where they are. Don't take these minority positions on cultural issues and say, hey, if you don't meet this strict liberal litmus test, then you're not even a Democrat. You know, when I questioned whether we should at least just have a debate about rules for sports, you know, whether transgender women should compete on the same level as on girls' sports teams, I got told by people, you're not even a Democrat. Well, that's the problem with our party. You can't be a majority party if you don't accept a majority of views. It happens on this particular issue. 80% of Americans disagree with this liberal litmus test, you know, a checkbox for Democrats on this view. So we've got to be a lot smarter in listening to Americans. My job is to represent Americans, not tell them what to think, but actually represent their interests in Congress. And I think if more Democrats took that approach, took that view, we'd be much more successful as a party.
We are watching the entire collapse of the Democrat Party. It's over. Their party is done. And the reason why is because of people like Jasmine Crockett, because of people like AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. And then you've got these, and those are alpha chicks. They're feminazis. All of them are feminazis. And then look at the men of the Democrat Party, the men that people aspire to be like. You've got little David Hogg, who has like arms the size of this Sharpie I'm holding right now. Or Pete Buttigieg, whose claim to fame was chest feeding his child that he bought. Was it twins? Did they buy twins? Was it a 2-for-1 sale? We don't know. I may be thinking of someone else. All that to say,
It's over for the Democrat Party. I want you to listen to CNN talking about the polling data, cut number three. And by the way, this is CNN and NBC polls. This is CNN, and then play cut four right after that.
Americans' favorable views of the Democratic Party's brand are at a record low, just 29%. That's compared to 36% for Republicans. It is the lowest ever recorded for Democrats in CNN polling going back more than 30 years. As you can see, the party's numbers dropping a staggering 20 points in just 4 years. The CNN SRSR's poll also found 57% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters are more interested in seeing their party leaders stop the GOP agenda, compared to 42% who are more interested in cutting bipartisan deals.
First of all, the mood of the country, this really jumped out. We asked folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004. So a lot of this is Republicans, but independents, that number is also up since the election on the direction of the country.
Yeah. It's bad out there, folks, for the Democrats, and we should love this. We should embrace this. But it's also a reminder that ultimately we have the ability to govern for generations. We just can't screw it up, and we do know that Republican leaders have a bad habit of screwing things up. So I want to play cut number 11 here. And again, the legacy media, they're completely out of touch. Listen to this.
This, to me, was one of the more shocking figures that I saw. Made me go, wait a minute, hold on one second. Whoa, Americans on Trump and Joe's efforts. Musk and Doge should influence government spending and operations. Look at this. 54%. The majority say that he and they should. How about approve of Trump trying to cut staff at government agencies? Again, you get a majority here. 51%. So, yeah, Elon Musk might not be that popular, but these cuts and the idea of spending cuts, at least within the federal government and cutting at government agencies, that actually has majority support. I was truly surprised by this, Kate, but the numbers are the numbers.
Well, there is a view that cuts across Democrat and Republican of people thinking that Washington is too big, bloated federal government, waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, those are drain the swamp is what people run on over and over again. How do they feel? What do they think they're actually cutting?
Yeah, what do they think they're actually cutting? Democrats want to argue that the type of spending that Musk is cutting is mainly necessary programs, but that comes in at just 36%. The wasteful spending actually wins the plurality here at 42%, according to a recent Washington Post Ipsos poll. And I think that is the reason why you see that when it comes to Musk and Doge, you see, in fact, the majority believe he should have some influence because they believe, the plurality believe, that he is cutting wasteful spending, not necessary programs that Democrats are arguing.
But you see, the Democrats, they have pledged their allegiance. They bowed down to the LGBT activists, and it's over for them. It is over for them. The feminazis control the Democrat Party right now, and that's the end of them. And if the Republicans continue delivering on their campaign promises, it is going to be a very, very good midterm election for the Republicans. The America First Republicans. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is the Todd Stern Show.
And something different. There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back. So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Yes, thank you there. That was Peter Doocy from Fox asking the question of Caroline Leavitt. And what a really brilliant response there, right? Because it's true. If it hadn't been for the United States of America, they'd all be speaking German over there. By the way, if they want the Statue of Liberty back, all right, they can come and get it. whatever. I'm sure we can come up with something much nicer out there. I have no problem with that. But I want you to step back and think about this for just a minute. They're saying that we don't represent those values. For the record, we're more than welcome to take all of the world's tired and poor, hungry, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Anybody wanting to come here legally, we're happy to roll out the welcome mat. But that doesn't mean we've got to invite all of the South American gangbangers or the Islamic radicals that want to blow all of us to kingdom come. I'm just saying. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. America is back, and it is time to stand with the bank that shares your values, Old Glory Bank. They support hardworking Americans, small businesses, your constitutional rights. No cancel culture, folks. No woke nonsense. Just a bank that believes in faith, freedom, and the flag. And I want to invite you to join the movement today, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. That's oldglorybank.com/Stearns. Be a part of something bigger. Trust the FDIC-insured bank that was created to protect your privacy, security, and liberty, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It is always an honor to talk to our friend Art Alley, who founded one of the most important ministries in all of America, the Timothy Plan. Art, hope you're doing well today.
Man, I couldn't be doing better, and it's always a joy to talk to you, my friend.
You know, Art, and we're going to talk about Timothy Plan in just a moment, but it is so vitally important that we create this culture. It's almost like an underground economy where conservatives, where Christians, freedom lovers are supporting organizations that are fighting for our values and not against our values.
Oh, amen, brother. You know, the other side, the bad guys, they have understood for years how to weaponize money. Because, Todd, when you wash it all away, it's always about the money when you get down to the foundational basics. They know how to weaponize it. They know how to control things. They know how to influence things. And we just kind of sit back and have left them alone. But now people are waking up on our side and starting to understand, you know, how we better be channeling our money into things that we hold dear, and we better be supporting ministries that are out there on the front lines. And I'm encouraged. I'm seeing a pendulum finally swinging back to some common sense, and we're willing to stand up and be counted.
As it says on your website, timothyplan.com, rethinking the way you think about investing. And for more than 30 years, that's what you guys have been doing, helping investors achieve their financial goals, but also investing in a morally responsible manner. What does that mean for, we got a lot of new listeners today on the program, Art. What does that mean, investing in a morally responsible manner?
Well, actually, Todd, it's a biblically responsible manner, and all that means is that we will not invest one penny of shareholders' money in any company that is pursuing an unholy agenda, is the best way I can put it. Corporate America is and has been for a long time funding a lot of bad stuff, abortion, pornography, LGBTQ++, transgender mutilation. I mean, corporate America is on the wrong side of this, but finally, they're starting to come back, and you're hearing more and more companies are dropping this DEI stuff. But bottom line, to answer your question, what it means is we do deep research. If a company is involved in funding or directly involved or otherwise, at the corporate level, we will not invest in those companies. And we have proven over 31 years now, Todd, you don't have to own those companies to get competitive investment returns. But even if you did, we wouldn't do it anyway. It's just a matter of following your biblical beliefs. We just help people put them into action. We do the heavy lifting. Our website explains it all. They can call us. It is what we do, and corporations are starting to notice.
Art, we had a listener send us a note the last time we were on, and I wanted to share this because a lot of people out there have money questions. And this is from Ashley, and she and her fiancé are getting married in July. Congratulations, Ashley. She said, Todd, or Art, should we, a married couple, have a separate bank account and one household account? What say you?
Oh, man, that opened that door. When you get married, the two become one. I do not believe in separate accounts. I mean, they can sort this out any way they want to. But either you're married or you're not. It's not like two individuals cohabitating the same address. So I'm not a big fan of separate accounts. I mean, in for a dime, in for a dollar. You get married, you're married the right person both ways, hopefully for life, and you pull the sled together in the same direction.
You know, Art, it's interesting you mention that because Ramsey Solutions, our good friend Dave Ramsey, found that money fights are the second leading cause of divorce behind infidelity. And TD Bank did a study. They said 29% of divorced baby boomers, and get this, 41% of divorced Gen Xers, that's my generation, ended their marriages due to financial disagreements. So what's the secret to making sure you don't have those kinds of disagreements?
Oh, Todd, I wrote an entirely complete 6-module biblical stewardship study because we get all of our training on handling the thing that's most central to everybody, and that's money. We get all of our training how to do that from the world, not from the church and not from God's Word. So I have a resource on our website, timothyplan.com, right on the homepage. It's called Biblical Stewardship, a 9-hour course that, I mean, it just documents what God's Word says compared with the way the world has taught us to handle everything. And you're right. The biggest stress people can be under, it has to do with money, and a huge cause of breakups in marriages have to do with money. If we do it God's way, Todd, as you well know, God's way only works every time. So we've documented that for. Go to the website, download it. It's free. We don't charge for any of this. We want the body of Christ to start doing things God's way financially, and you'll find the rest of your life will fall into place as you fully intended it when you first said the I do's.
I love that advice. And again, Ashley, we wish you and your fiance nothing but the best. And folks, you can also send in your questions. If you have a question, go to our website. You can send us a note, and we'll ask Art Alley for his great expert advice. Art, we've got to leave it there, but real quick, tell people where they can go once again if they want to get information, they want to download that incredible seminar at Timothy Plan.
All they have to do is go to timothyplan.com or call us, 1-800-TIM-PLAN, and a human being will answer the phone for you and connect you with someone who can answer all of your questions. We welcome phone calls, or go to the website if you prefer.
All right. Art, good hearing from you, my friend, and thanks for the great advice.
Thanks, Todd. God bless.
All right. Art Alley, everybody, the founder of Timothy Plan, and it really is all about biblically responsible investing. And it may be, maybe you are looking at, you want to start investing now for college, retirement, a rainy day fund. Maybe you have a financial goal, or maybe like Ashley, you're getting married and you just need some advice on how do we combine the incomes, the bank accounts. Art and his team at Timothy Plan, based right here in America, good Christian folks, they're standing by to help you out. So give them a call, 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And Art and his team will be there to answer your questions on the phone. Or you can go to timothyplan.com and you can check out all of their incredible resources. I got to say, it's really one of the best investment websites I've seen in the entire country. Go check them out, timothyplan.com. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour 3 of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Man, I think just about, Dieter, the entire Todd Starnes listening show audience across America was under some sort of a severe weather threat over the weekend. That was insane.
It was pretty crazy. Memphis fared pretty well. Not other parts of Mississippi, parts of Tennessee. It was a wide, huge, ranging storm. We were spared. But I know the death toll, what, is over 30
insane.
At this point? Yeah.
Arkansas,
tragic.
Missouri. So really, really tough. You know what's interesting, though, is that the tornadoes went to our north, our south, the east, and the west, but they did not touch the Memphis area. And a lot of people say it's because of the bluffs on the Mississippi River, and the bluffs disrupt the storm systems. But I contend that even the storms, even Mother Nature is terrified of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's that dangerous.
They got to the city and turned right back around.
Yeah. I mean, we heard the audio of the gunfire. Yeah, the tornado's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're skipping Memphis.
Yeah, we stand no chance to Memphians and their gun violence.
Oh, my word. All right, let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have a good friend of this program. His name is Michael Wilson. He is the host of the Lone Star Conservative every morning on Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. Michael, good to have you with us today.
It's good to be here, Todd. Thanks so much for having me, man.
So, look, are y'all dealing with the crime there in Houston that we are in Memphis?
A lot of our problem comes because our district attorney actually just last week announced that he would not be prosecuting nuisance crimes, which, by the way, includes property crimes like burglary. So now we have that to contend with, but it's not shocking for a liberal DA whose entire race, by the way, was funded by George Soros.
Well, no doubt about that. And, of course, you guys have Jasmine Crockett down there. She got educated in Memphis at Rhodes College. How is she working out for you guys down in Houston?
Is it okay if I blame all of that on Tennessee instead of us? Can I pretend like she's
going right
to
ahead.
Memphis
go.
Instead?
Go right ahead.
I think that would work out better for us than trying to claim her.
Yeah, you know, it's strange. She is becoming the new AOC of this election cycle. And when you hear her talk and you see the position she's taking, I mean, it does sort of make sense why the Democrats are imploding right now.
Well, and I've said that, right? Like, if you look back, the Democrat Party today is legitimately unrecognizable from the Democrat Party of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. I mean, it's a completely different party. I don't even think they bear any similarities to each other, other than maybe some foreign policy. It's a completely different party. And it's not even just the policies, Todd. Like, if you look at Jasmine Crockett on social media, the disrespect she has for the floor, for her office, it's absolute insanity.
Michael, I'm curious about the immigration issue, and I know that's been a major issue, especially on the Texas border towns. What about there in Houston? Is that a big problem? Are you guys seeing the illegal immigrant crime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, literally, ICE announced just a couple weeks ago, actually just last week they announced it, but from February 23rd to March 3rd, they deported hundreds of illegals who were charged with child sex crimes, charged with a variety of other sex crimes, violent crimes, gun-related crimes. We've got a lot of that. Trende Aragua, we know, has a massive presence in Houston. But thank the Lord, Trump is finally dealing with Trende Araguans the way that we should have been for the past 4 years.
I love this. We've got a Navy warship that's been deployed on the U.S.-Mexican border. We've got they're building 7 new miles of border wall currently under construction, and illegal entries into the country down, get this, Michael, over 95%.
Well, and Todd, you know, I said when the mass deportations started, I said it's not going to matter how many deportations we do if we haven't secured the border first. Like, we have a woman that was arrested just last week in Houston who has illegally re-entered the U.S. five or six times, DWIs on her record, theft on her record. And I said, you know, we can deport her all we want, but they're just going to keep coming back. And so it's been exciting, especially because they also announced the Southern District of Texas, which covers something like 9 million people. That court has prosecuted something like 245 cases that are all basically cases of illegal reentry. So we're actually securing the border at the same time as dealing with the criminals that are already here.
So we've got Michael Wilson with us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is the morning show host at Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. And Michael, of course, today we made the big jump. We are live, broadcasting live in Houston. Tell us about the radio station. You guys are really unique and laser focused on the messaging.
Yes, absolutely. So a couple of things. First of all, we have this nice little feature about us, where we're unbuyable because we're family-owned and operated. There's almost no radio stations left like that, especially in bigger markets. That's why you probably heard the news that came out last year where, you know, George Soros-style companies were buying up a lot of the radio stations. So they're either corporately owned, leftist-owned, and even the quote-unquote Republican stations, not to name names, but even they oftentimes are going with the wrong messaging because they're corporately owned and corporately sponsored. At Patriot Talk 920, because we're family-owned and operated, I'll tell you, Todd, not once has my boss ever told me what I am or am not allowed to say, as long as I believe it's the truth and I preach it. And the reality is that a lot of that comes because of the fact that we cannot be and are not bought and paid for. With that comes our messaging, which right now especially is hugely focused on the Second Amendment. Houston is a big hub for gun owners. You'll notice if you come out to any of our gun shows in the Houston area, none of the other radio stations have been or are there because, again, because they're corporately sponsored, they're afraid of the gun messaging, they're afraid of the gun lobby, and so it results in this sort of cowardice that cowers away from you know, going with gun owners. Opposed to Patriot Talk 920, who's out at every single gun show, whether I'm out there or our president, Matt Velasquez, is out there, we're at essentially every single one talking with actual gun owners about what's going on. Our biggest sponsor, Gun Owners of America, is fighting in the legislation every single day and keeping us up to date with what's going on. I think that's all very essential points and something that people aren't paying attention to, especially with a lot of their favorite radio hosts, and they wonder why they don't talk about things. Well, I think it's who owns them.
No, I think you're right there. And Dieter, I know that you have the same situation in Memphis, Tennessee, where the owner of the station doesn't tell you what to say on your morning show.
I think he's baiting me. No, for the most part, Todd, you're pretty good about letting me say whatever, though I do get some texts. But it's not on the content, typically, of what I've said or whether I've overstepped something I've said on the morning show. It's more of like, yo, you can't always be the bearer of bad news. Give people the freaking traffic and weather. I'm like standing out there and it's raining and Todd's like, your job is to give people the weather and you're just talking about George Soros and Hillary Clinton. So that's basically the only messaging I'm getting for management.
Well, Ben, I'll tell you, luckily, it looks like, you know, Hillary Clinton, maybe it's just my feed, but I've not been seeing nearly as much of her as in previous years. And I can't tell you how ecstatic I am that I don't have to see her face every day.
Yeah, but it's less fun when she's not in the news cycle. But for people like Jasmine Crockett, like, thank you, God, that we still got a couple still making our jobs pretty fun.
I tell you what, man, there is enough crazy leftists, and it's the same thing with the polling data. You know, there are so many crazy leftists that are not the Democrats. You wonder why people like Elon Musk, Donald Trump, all these guys had to flip to a whole different party because their party was genuinely unrecognizable. The party of AOC, Jasmine Crockett, this socialist, frankly, communist party filled with people that care more about the immigrants than they do about their own people.
Michael, before we let you go, we got to take a break coming up here. We're getting a lot of people weighing in on the logo of Patriot Talk 920, which sort of looks like an American flag waving in the breeze, or it may be somebody's hairdo.
Oh, you know what? It's really funny because when we first made our stickers, it was designed to look like a flag waving in the breeze, and then we turned the sticker over without the bias of seeing the logo itself, and it genuinely just looked like Donald J. Trump. So call that a coincidence, call it providence. That's up to you, Todd.
Patriot Hair. I love this. It's a great logo. People are loving it, by the way. Well, Michael, we're going to get you back on to talk about the big stories impacting the great state of Texas. And we're just so excited to be live in Houston right now.
And we are, by the way, very excited to have you live, Todd. You put on a fantastic show. We're very proud of all the work you're doing on the Patriot front.
All right. The great Michael Wilson, host of the Lone Star Conservative, every morning there on Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. Folks, we are going to have to take a break. Now, listen up. If you are listening to us right now in Houston, Texas, and you call in, we're going to hook you up with the Todd Stern Show prize package, a signed copy of my new book. We're going to also provide you with our brand new Gulf of America postcards. These are retro looking postcards. They're just so well done. Joseph Huntley, our graphics guy, really knocked it out of the ballpark. And we want to hook you up with that, but you got to give us a call, 901-260-5926. Our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, the entire state of Texas is calling right now. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we are excited. We're celebrating two brand new affiliates today, and we're just so honored. We have the best audience in all of talk radio, hands down, and we're just honored that you guys hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. Let's go to the phone lines here and say hello to Pat, who's listening to us in South Houston. Hi, Pat. How are you today?
Fine. How are you, Todd?
Pat, I'm doing well, and it's great hearing from our friends in Texas today.
Yeah, I listen to 920 AM. It's a pretty new station here. It's become a new favorite conservative radio station, and I've discovered you through that station. I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, or a year and a half, however long it's been that you've been on there, and I listen to Dieter, and I really enjoy y'all, and I just wanted to call with a message of hope that we've got nothing but good times ahead of us right now, I think, with this new administration. And I'm just looking forward to the next few years. And, yeah, we got crime here in Houston, but I think things are only going to get better.
Pat, it really is the golden age, as President Trump predicted, the golden era of America. And I see it. And it's just like, you know, I was explaining this on the radio a couple of weeks ago. We're going through surgery right now as a country, and President Trump is having to, you know, it's going to be painful for a little while, but I am telling you, in the next, by this time next year, I think we're going to be talking about a very different version of America.
I hope so, and I believe so, and I think we all went through a lot to get here, and we're very glad to be here now.
Now, Pat, here's the deal. Don't be a stranger. You know, we're gonna be talking about all sorts of crazy stories, and just like the old Rush Limbaugh show, we're caller driven. So we love talking to our listeners, and don't be a stranger. And also, don't hang up, because Cassie is gonna get your information. I'm gonna send you a signed copy of my latest book, if that's okay.
Hey, I'd love to have it. Thank you.
All right, hang tight. Don't go anywhere, Pat. And thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. Let's go to Pasadena, Texas. Say hello to Dan, listening to us on AM 920. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. It's really great to talk to you. And I was just thinking about political events in the somewhat recent past. And I was thinking about November of 2016. And that was a major turning point for the history of our country, because one of the things are still a memory that's still vivid from that time was election night, and all of the polls, as you I'm sure know, were predicting that Hillary was going to win, and things did not look all that good. And I went to bed that night feeling really depressed, just really in a bad mood about the prospect of Hillary being elected. But then when the good news broke out that Trump won, boy, that brightened my day and brightened my outlook and brightened things for the entire country, and not just this country, but other countries and peoples around the world. So Trump's victory has had an enormous impact on the direction of everything. And I'm really glad to see him back in the White House again. As in a way, it's sort of a mixed thing, mixed emotion, whether it's good or bad that he lost the election to Biden, because with Biden in there, it really demonstrated, like maybe nothing else could, the difference between a Democrat and a great pro-American Republican like Trump. And also it gave him 4 years to really figure out exactly what he wanted to do once he got back in. And he's doing it, making America great again. And so I've got a lot of optimism for this, the future of this country.
Dan, I can feel that in your voice. And again, the idea, too big to rig, that was the rally cry. He was not supposed to win in 2016. They thought they had the numbers, but again, the American people rose up in 2016, just like they rose up last November and said, you know what, we're not going down this path anymore. And we slammed on the brakes on the road to socialism. And now we're backing up the bus and we're getting this country back on course. And Dan, I'm excited to hear from you in the coming weeks and months. Dan, we're going to put you on hold and Cassie's going to get your info and we're going to send you a nice welcome to the radio show prize package. All right, 901-260-5926. Dieter, you're getting some nice props here.
I'm so honored. Listen, I have some Texas ties. Dallas. Okay, it's not Houston. I've never been to Houston before.
You shouldn't tell that to the Houston crowd. I think there's a competition.
So I thought Texas was Texas. I had only been there once, and I liked Dallas, and I thought I was a Texan after. They took me to the Christmas capital of the world, which is Grapevine. Grapevine, Texas. You guys know what I'm talking about. And then they said, oh, well, Houston's a totally different animal. Like, just because you've been to Dallas doesn't mean you've been to all of Texas. And so I'm going to have to go back, Todd. Maybe we go on the road. We head down to Houston. Did I just get in trouble my first?
No. I think you got in trouble. We'll ask Don in Houston listening to us. Don, do I need to fire Dieter here? Did he say anything inappropriate?
Absolutely not. I came down here from Grapevine. I know it well. I lived in the Dallas area for a number of years. But tell him he needs to go to Grapevine because it's hot in Houston. Trust me on that.
Don, I am just so impressed with the humidity in Houston. I thought it was bad back home in Memphis, but you guys, hands down, the winner of the humidity battles.
Yeah, I won't argue that with you. By the way, Todd, I want to tell you something. Your last two callers, Pat, and I didn't catch the other guy's name, they pretty much said exactly what I would say. I mean, you really don't even need to talk to me because between the four of us, those two and you and myself, they don't need the one of us because we all think exactly alike.
Don, but we love to have a platform where we can agree, disagree, have some fun on the radio. And Don, I want you to hold on. We got to take a quick break here, but Cassie wants to get your intel. We're going to send you a copy of my latest book. Hang tight, everybody. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, don't forget you can watch the Todd Stern's TV show. That's coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax Television. Real quick, let's go back to the phone lines. Daryl in Houston's been holding on for a little while. And Daryl, appreciate you doing that. What's on your mind today?
I just want to say, Todd, that my wife and I listened to you. You came on later in the afternoon here on 920, but now they bumped you up and we're good to go.
Well, we're glad you're good to go, and I'm good to go, and we're really looking forward to having some great conversations there in the Houston area. And Daryl, I got to tell you guys are really blessed to have a radio station like Patriot Talk 920, locally owned, locally operated.
Yes, sir. I mean, my wife and I, we've been listening to it ever since they went to right-wing radio, and but we need a Doge system down here in Houston to clean up the left-wing politics in City Hall, and especially with Harris County, with Lena Hidalgo and all her cronies on the Harris County committees.
Well, one of the things that I love about local radio around the nation is that that's the area, that's the way to mobilize. And we've seen that happen in Memphis, Tennessee with the radio station I own, the News Talk station. We've seen that in places like Georgia, WDUN, and Wichita, Kansas. But it really, there has to be an emphasis on locally owned, locally run, where you don't have to worry about the big corporate guys stepping in and deciding what you can and cannot say.
I totally agree. I mean, Washington, we're going in the right direction with our President Trump. I just wish all the Republican senators and Republicans in the House would always go his way, and it might make everything a little smoother.
Well, Darryl, I'll tell you this. We're going to hold them all accountable. We don't work off talking points on this radio program, and we're going to make sure that everybody lives up to their campaign promises. Darryl, I've got to leave it there. Don't hang up, though. Cassie is going to pick up the phone, our great call screener, and we're going to send you a signed copy of my most recent book. We talked about this a few days ago on the Newsmax show. One of my favorite, really, TV networks is the Great American Family Channel, and they just really do such a great job, great programming, but they are coming under attack by YouTube and Google. I want to bring in Bill Abbott. Bill is the chief executive officer of Great American Media, and Bill, we sure do appreciate you coming on the radio show today.
Todd, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of yours and your show. So thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about what's happening here, because you guys have some really great family-friendly programs, but that has somehow triggered the people over at YouTube.
We do. Just to back up for a minute, we are really the leading provider of faith-based, family-friendly content in the entertainment ecosystem. And we are that voice for people to get content that doesn't assault the senses the way so much of what you see on television does. There are no shocking, surprising, violent, language, sex-filled programming on our network. And in fact, we're quite the opposite. We're uplifting and positive. Yet, Google or Alphabet and YouTube TV refused to carry our channel, Great American Family Channel, which is carried by every other major distributor and is in the top 25 in terms of our ranking and widely popular, as you probably know.
It's hugely popular. And so you guys, when did you realize there was a problem with YouTube?
Well, so we launched about 3.5 years ago, and pretty quickly, we were put on the back burner, even though all the distributors across the landscape carried us. We were given a number of reasons why we wouldn't be included. And at first, it's sort of understandable. We were a new brand, even though we were creating a lot of original content. We had to prove ourselves. But, we have proven ourselves. And so over the past 2 years, it's really reached a fever pitch from, our point of view, that we have this great commitment to original content and the linear ecosystem, and we're free. We are not charging a penny to the subscribers or to Google, to YouTube TV to carry us. And we're the only entertainment network that's growing. You see, so much of the linear landscape is in decline, and on the entertainment side especially, where there's the proliferation of streaming services, but we're one that is growing. And really, so 2 years ago, when this story became so strong for us and we were shut down clearly by, you just have to wonder, it's hard not to conclude there's an anti-Christian bias there.
I was watching a show on Paramount, and just a huge fan of this particular show. And wow, the name just escaped me, but it was really, for the first, entire season, it was really, really great. It's just, intriguing storytelling. And then all of a sudden I tune in and boom, they've completely embraced, the whole gender ideology storyline. And you're like, doggone it. And it's amazing how that can just ruin a show, because they're trying to shove an agenda at you. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are so drawn to what you guys are doing over all of your various channels, because it's really about telling good stories, family-friendly stories, and not shoving an agenda down the throats of the viewers.
No doubt. And it's social engineering at its worst. You can look at Bridgerton, you could look at Downton Abbey. It was the same situation where they had a hit series and all of a sudden they decided they were going to influence the culture and impact your thinking by changing the storylines just for the sake of doing it. And, you know, we believe that you should be able to watch a show with your family, sit on the couch and be comfortable, and maybe not, you don't want to have a conversation about certain issues. And so we are here to provide that, yet at the same time, YouTube TV, which is operated by Alphabet, does not recognize that or recognize us or the strength that we have.
Mm. Bill Abbott is the chief executive officer of Great American Media. And Bill, I think it might be good just to talk about the various platforms you have, because it's more than just the television network. I mean, you guys have other platforms as well, Great American Faith and Living and Great American Pure Flix.
Well, that's right. And we also have two FAST channels, Todd. We have Great American Adventures and Pure Flix TV, all of which are life-affirming and uplifting and have traditional values across the network with the content and the programming, and we're very focused on delivering what we believe is to the majority of the country, vast majority of the country, who doesn't want to be forced to watch something that makes them uncomfortable.
Well, I know that,
and it's also high quality too.
Oh,
I might mention.
You see, no, and for me, I'm sorry, that is so important, and that's seriously, this is the reason I love you guys, because everything is done with excellence. And for so long, and I've been a Christian since I was in high school, and I came up through that whole genre of the Christian music and Christian programming and Christian movies, and they were not always as well done as they are now. I think that's the polite way of saying it. But again, it's compelling storytelling, and you're not shoving an agenda. The stories are woven together in such a way that I think are really creative.
Well, thank you.
All right. Before we let you, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish your thought. Sorry.
No, I was going to say we work extremely hard at that. We scrutinize every character, every storyline, every location, every piece of wardrobe to ensure that we're in keeping with that brand that we're building that is, I think, really becoming a powerhouse and the leader in this category.
Well, the good news here is that Brendan Carr, the FCC chair, is looking into what's happening here. And this is not about, look, Google, YouTube. If they're going to be these bastions of free speech, they can't be censoring. And if you are going to censor, you don't get special government protections. It just seems pretty simple to me. And I suspect at the end of the day, they're going to see the error of their ways.
Well, let's hope so. They do $50 billion a year in revenue. One would think that they would be able to figure out a way to just carry our channel, which offers variety and a very different experience than the remainder of the content that they carry.
All right. Well, Bill, we're going to have to leave it there. And look, let us know how we can promote the shows and movies coming up. We're just huge fans. And I think what you guys are doing there at Great American Media is so important to the health of the country.
Well, we're very appreciative of your support, and we're excited about what we're doing, and we'll keep pushing.
All right. Bill Abbott, everybody, the CEO of Great American Media. I know many of you out there watch their channels, and it's well worth it. Absolutely. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. We're going right back to your phone calls, 901-260-5926, welcoming all of our new listeners in Houston today. So if you call in, we're going to hook you up with a signed copy of one of my books. And we're also going to send you a beautiful Gulf of America postcard that our team here has created. Folks, it is big. We're talking about Newsmax. The ratings, unbelievable. Rob Schmidt recently beating CNN in key ratings. Every night, Rob is on Newsmax tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern. You're going to want to find out why Rob is really the hottest personality in cable news right now. Even President Trump is watching, and he says Newsmax is terrific. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top news brands in America, and you can find out why by checking out your cable system. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or home TV to start watching. It takes just seconds. With Newsmax Plus, you can watch our great shows anytime. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com and start your free trial. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Make the switch to Newsmax today. You know, Ben Dieter, I'm impressed with our Houston station. Well done.
They're incredible. They're incredible. Todd, myself, we'll have to, you know, what is the drive? I asked you about this, Todd. I said, let's go drive to Houston because I just assumed, you know, you drop down when I visit my sister in Dallas. It's about 6 hours from Memphis, Tennessee. You said, no, that's more than just a quick little jump in the car to get to Houston. What is that
it's
like?
It's almost like 600 miles.
Holy moly.
But you have to go through Arkansas down to, you clip the Texarkana area of Louisiana. And but you miss Dallas. The question is, are there Buc-ee's? That's what I need to know. Are there Buc-ee's?
Mm.
So, yeah, we're working on getting down there. I'm actually going to, they're having a big event coming up in April in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to fly down for that.
Oh, very nice.
So, well, yeah, so that'll be a fun event.
Nice.
And, but anyway, folks, yeah, it's exciting. We're, you know, the show is growing and it's all organic. We do everything in-house. We are not a major corporation in the radio world. And it's a lot of fun talking, you know, during the commercial breaks, texting our friends over at Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, working out, you know, the birthday greetings for, was it Jack, the 97-year-old World War II veteran?
Incredible. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. So anyway, it's just a lot of fun here on the radio. Our number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio here. You got to love Secretary Rubio. If you asked me, if I was having to grade the cabinet secretaries, I, to be honest, was not too sure about Marco Rubio. But this guy has knocked it out of the ballpark, and I think this may very well be the best cabinet pick aside from Pete Hegseth that Trump has made. This is Rubio all over the weekend on the Sunday shows defending the decision to deport Mahmoud Khalil. He's the guy that was creating all of the anti-Israel protest marches at Columbia University. Cut five, please.
Is there any evidence of a link to terrorism, or is it just his point of view?
Yeah, they take over. I mean, do you not? I mean, you should watch the news. These guys take over entire buildings. They vandalize colleges.
Intensely.
They shut down
colleges.
I'm
asking about the specific justification for the revocation of his visa. Was there any evidence or material support for terrorism?
Was the negotiator on negotiating on behalf of people that took over a campus, that vandalized buildings? Negotiating over what? That's a crime in and of itself, that they're involved in being the negotiator, the spokesperson, this, that, the other. We don't want it. We don't need these people in our country. We never should have allowed them in the first place. If he had told us, I'm going over there and I'm going over there to become the spokesperson and one of the leaders of a movement that's going to turn one of your allegedly elite colleges upside down. People can't even go to school. Library buildings being vandalized. We never would have let him in. We never would have let him in to begin with. And now that he's doing it and he's here, he's going to leave. And so are others. And we're going to keep doing it.
Good for you, Secretary Rubio, and shame on CBS News, by the way. That was Margaret Brennan. They're literally on the sides of the Jew haters and these violent illegal aliens. Now, Reince Priebus was on ABC, and it was just as bad over there. And Reince Priebus clearly pointed out the problem here, and the reason why the Democrats are in a free fall is because they hate Donald Trump more than they love America. That's at the heart, at the core of all of this. Is they hate us, but they hate Donald Trump even more. Cut number six.
Well, the Democrats have had two horrific weeks, and it really just comes down to what Donna said. They've got no leader. They've got no movement. The only thing they've got is Trump derangement syndrome. It's the only thing that brings them together. And the only thing they got out of this week was, well, who's going to primary Chuck Schumer? What are we all about? AOC and Bernie Sanders are the only people in their entire party that can get a crowd of over 20 to show up. So the only thing they are, I mean, they're afraid of Trump. Trump owns them. And it was a total slam dunk for the Republican Party.
Dieter, did you see what happened over the weekend? President Trump with the pool reporters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's before he gets on Air Force One, he's having a little gaggle with the reporters. And I've been a part of those gaggles, so it's a pretty tight group of folks. You're kind of in very close proximity to the president. the NPR chick, she whacks the president upside the face with her boom mic.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And President Trump was like, yeah, you just made big news, sister. You just made big news for yourself.
He handled it really well, but he looked ticked off. He glared at her like, your mom does in church when you can't quit cracking up during the Sunday sermon, and your mom looks at you and you just want to die or just race yourself into the pew. That's what he looked like when he looked at that reporter.
My mom sang in the church choir. She was in the alto section, and she would give you the look. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting like on the third row of the pew, she gave you the look, and you knew. And I don't know how she did that. I don't know how moms do that. But if your mom sings alto in the church choir, your mom probably had that gift as well.
The look is worse than the pinch.
Oh, big time. Danielle Kurtzleben is the reporter. Here's what gets me. She's 27 years old.
Did she shave her armpits this morning? I mean, that's what she looks like. Todd, describe her to the
listeners. She's very trans friendly.
Yeah.
Pronouns unclear.
How is she even allowed near the president? Just based off how she looks, she shouldn't have been allowed in the press pool.
So a lot of people are doing a deep dive, and she hates the president.
Of course she does. She works for NPR.
Yeah, but I mean, it goes beyond that. And so now people are wondering, okay, was this an accident or was this intentional?
Boom.
And a lot of people are wondering, do we need to reconfigure the way the president is with the press? Because they hate him. And all it would have taken was some fentanyl or something on that boom mic, and we could have lost the president.
Ooh. So, Todd, as a member of the press that have been in one of those gaggles, what happens if you hit, see, you covered Barack Obama, you're working for Fox, you hit Barack Obama in the face with a mic.
I never would have thought of doing that. I nearly got kicked off the plane for wearing a Hawaiian shirt on business casual day.
So how has she been kicked out of the White House press gaggle?
Thank you very much. And why haven't we defunded NPR? Could somebody explain that to me? Why are our tax dollars supporting these people?
At least now there's cause.
Oh, that's true. All right. Hey, folks, it's been a great day. Welcome, Winchester, Virginia. Welcome, Houston, Texas. Welcome, America, to the Todd Stern Show. Get out there and be good, everybody.